Welcome back to Children's Bible Stories. Today we're going to speak from the Bible. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And the Lord is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. Welcome back to Children's Bible Stories. Today we're going to talk about the story of David and Goliath from the Bible. Saul had been king, but he kept disobeying God, so God asked Samuel to find a new king. God said to Samuel, "Go to Bethlehem, and there is a man named Jesse with 8 sons. One of them will be the next king." When Samuel first met the sons, he automatically thought that the oldest son, named Eliab, would be the king of God had chosen. But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look at the way he looks or how big he is. Eliab is not the one I have chosen. And the way he looks doesn't matter to me. I look at the heart." Jesse brought more of his sons to meet Samuel, but none of them God had chosen either. Samuel asked Jesse, "Have I met all of your sons?" Jesse replied, "I have one son left named David. He is the youngest, and he is out looking after the sheep. I will bring him here to meet you." As soon as Samuel saw him, the Lord spoke to him and said, "He is the one." So Samuel anointed him with oil, which was a special way of promising him that he would be the next king. And from that day on, the power of the Lord was with David. David continued to take care of his father's sheep. In the fields, when he didn't have much to do in the field, he would play instruments and wrote songs and poems that you can find in the book of Psalms in the Bible. Meanwhile, Saul was still king and he ruled people called Israelites. David and his family were Israelites too. The Israelites weren't getting along with people named the Philistines. The problem with the Philistines was that they had many giants living in their land. One of the strongest and biggest giants was named Goliath. He was over 9 feet tall, which is taller than any person recorded in the Guinness Book of World Records. He wouldn't have to bend way down just to get through a regular door. Goliath was covered with armor to protect him and carried a big spear. Every morning and every evening for 40 days, he shouted to the Israelites in his big, deep voice, "Hey, you guys! I dare you to find one man to fight me! If he can beat me, we will become your servants! But if I win, you all become our servants!" When Saul and all of his men heard this, they were very afraid. Three of these men were David's 3 oldest brothers, and they were the only ones in David's family that could go fight because they were old enough. Now David's father, Jesse, heard about the giant and was worried for his sons. He called David out of the field and asked him to take some food to his brothers to report back how they were doing. After this break, we'll just take a brief message and be right back. Thank you for your patience in listening to our message. We are now back. So back to the story of David and Goliath. So David had set off to visit his brothers. As he approached them, he heard Goliath shouting his challenges like he did every morning. "Isn't someone going to stand up to this man?" And David said, "I will fight this giant Philistine." One of the men overheard this and ran to Saul and told him what David said. Saul approached David and said, "You can't fight Goliath. You're only a boy and he has been fighting for many years." But David said to Saul, "I have had to fight lions and bears to protect my father's sheep." God helped keep me safe then, and he will help keep me safe now. It is too bad that Saul the king wasn't trusting in God to help him. He didn't know what to do to beat Goliath. Then this young boy named David came, and he knew in one day exactly what to do and trusted that God would help him. That's why God loved David's heart and wanted him to be king. So Saul dressed David in heavy armor to protect him from Goliath, but David took it off. It was so heavy he could hardly walk, and he knew that God would keep him from harm. Instead, David went to a stream nearby and found 5 smooth stones, put them in a pouch around his waist, and with his sling he went up to Goliath. As David approached Goliath, Goliath looked at David and thought it was a joke. Goliath thought that he could easily beat David, and it was funny to him that Saul would even send such a small boy to fight him. But David said to him without fear, "You fight with the sword, and I come with God on my side. And today, everyone will know that there is one true God in this land." Goliath didn't care what David said, and he moved closer to attack him. David ran quickly to meet him. Reaching into his pouch, he pulled out a stone, put it into a slingshot, and shot it right between Goliath's eyes. And that had hit him so hard that suddenly Goliath started to lose his balance. He fell, and with a loud thud, right down on his face. David had done it. He had beat the giant Philistine. And with the rest of the Philistines saw this, they all ran away. David had become a hero to all the people in Israel. Thank you for my listeners. We'll have one next week.